Working closely with foreign partners, the CIA prevented a plot to put a suicide bomber on a U.S.-bound jet with the explosives concealed in the bomber's underwear. White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan.
We're confident that neither the device nor the intended user of this device posed a threat.
U.S. experts say the bomb was a redesign of an explosive underwear device intended to blow up a jet flying to the U.S. on Christmas 2009. The bomb was made to evade airport security, according to Catherine Zimmerman of the American Enterprise Institute.
The bomb itself contained no metal, so most of the airport security devices would not have picked it up. This is concerning because it means that the bomb could have slipped through security measures onto an airplane.
Authorities suspect the latest bomb is the work of Ibrahim Hassan al-Asiri, who has been linked to several bombing attempts and has ties to al-Qaeda in Yemen. The FBI has demonstrated what would happen if similar bombs detonated successfully. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The plot itself indicates that these terrorists keep trying. They keep trying to devise more and more perverse and terrible ways to kill innocent people.
Reportedly, the U.S. has increased the number of federal air marshals on flights bound to the U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta.
What this incident makes clear is that this country has to continue to remain vigilant against those who would seek to attack this country. And we will do everything necessary to keep America safe.
Since Arab uprisings across the Middle East began last year, insurgents connected to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula have been seizing territory in southern Yemen. Analysts say this increases the operating space for the terrorists and makes attacks on Western targets more likely. Recent drone strikes have killed some of the group's leaders, but that has not stopped the organization's ability to plot against the U.S. Again, Catherine Zimmerman.
Though we've been successful in taking out top AQAP leadership, the group has been able to regenerate and still poses a significant threat to the United States.
Analysts believe AQAP is setting up new training camps in Yemen and remains the most active and dangerous threat to the United States. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.